The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Daily Muddy. I'm your host, Brittany Bull. And today with me, I have Ted Niemann. He's here to talk about the candidacy that he is running for the Illinois State Bar Association Area 6 Board of Governors seat. Welcome.
Thank you, Brittany. I appreciate the opportunity for the interview today. Let me just tell you, give you a little bit of background information, because people ask me all the time, if they're non-lawyers, what is the Illinois State Bar Association? Mm-hmm. The Illinois State Bar Association is the premier trade association for Illinois licensed lawyers in the state of Illinois. So it represents lawyers' interests throughout the state. It has a membership of roughly 28,000 people, and it has representatives from all over the state. I am running for a position on the Board of Governors, the governing body of the Illinois State Bar Association. My particular voting district, if you will, is Area 6, mm-hmm. which involves the 7th, 8th, and 9th Judicial Circuits. So those are my constituents. They have to be lawyers, licensed in Illinois, and they have Illinois Bar Association memberships. So that, just to give you an idea from a layperson's standpoint, Brittany, my district involves 20 counties. So it goes as far north as Galesburg and Monmouth, all the way over through Sangamon County, Springfield, as far south as, I'm trying to think of how far south it goes, down to like Carlinsville. Okay. Yeah, Carlinsville and Quincy and so forth. So, and it's Pittsfield,
it's big.
Yeah, and it's Rushville, and it's, so in any event, it is a 20 county area. So what I'm doing today is I've decided that I've been practicing law in Quincy with Shmish Camp Robertson for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. I've been a member of the Illinois State Bar Association for over 40 years. I've been involved in some of their committees. We have a committee right now that I serve on that has 35 to 40 lawyers statewide that deal with real estate lawyer issues. So the committee I'm involved in now, and I've chaired twice, happens to provide newsletters. We prepare seminars, we speak at seminars. I'm going to present at a seminar for real estate lawyers, other lawyers, in 2 weeks. So we're constantly trying to educate lawyers. We're lobbying Springfield on lawyer issues. We're involved in networking, all sorts of things to service Illinois lawyers who are members. So what I'm doing is I've got two opponents based in Springfield, and I'm attempting to become elected to the Board of Governors, which is the governing body. There's also a legislative branch. I sit on the legislative branch. It's called the Assembly. This is the Board of Governors, which is a statewide deal that governs this trade association. But my voters, again, are in those 20 counties. If lawyers are listening, that's the 7th, 8th, and 9th Judicial Circuits. That'll resonate with them.
How many are there about in that area? Of how many lawyers would you be representing, do you know?
Oh, gosh, I knew it. I committed that to memory at one time. I think it was 500 to 1,000.
Okay.
At least. And maybe I'd have to check on that, fact check that to be sure.
And then, so the governors, okay, the Bar Association, you are essentially being, I guess you would be the regulators of the lawyers.
We set policy.
Okay.
We set policy.
And if somebody like has done something wrong, are you the, do you decide what happens there, or is that?
There is the Supreme Court of Illinois licensed lawyers, and there is a separate committee set up by them called the Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Committee. Mm-hmm. So any complaints about lawyers ethically or otherwise, you know, there's bad eggs everywhere, mm-hmm. right? The criminals, whatever, goes to the ARDC, the Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Committee. So no, we don't do that. There's also a separate committee that my friend Jim Rapp has recently mm-hmm. stepped down from, and my partner David Penn is on, dealing with CLE, continuing legal education, and we have committees that set up rules for lawyers in courtrooms. But this is a trade association, so primarily what we do is we try to push forward with lawyer issues. So one of the things we do is educate lawyers through newsletters. We have an Illinois Bar Journal. We also have the seminars, because there's so many different committees with the Illinois State Bar based on various practice areas and other issues, unauthorized practice of law, that sort of thing, that lawyers sit on these committees and then report to the board in the assembly and take it up the ladder. And when it gets to the board sets policy and takes other action. So, but we also, I just recently attended a networking opportunity in Chicago, talking to law students and other lawyers that are young lawyers that want to switch jobs, mm-hmm. pushing downstate law firms as an option, because as you may be aware of, one of the big issues for any law firm, for the most part, practicing south of I-80 is the lack of lawyers. Sounds like a bad joke, right? But it is very true, whether it's Quincy, Illinois, whether it's Rushville, whether it's Monmouth, whether it's Carlinville, people are having a hard time hiring lawyers, retaining lawyers. And people are referring to it as an attorney desert. Again, sounds mm-hmm. like a bad joke, right? But
no, I think we've been familiar with that around here. Especially.
So what does that do for you, though? First of all, law firms can't mm-hmm. survive. I know I have a couple lawyer friends who are retiring or have retired. No one has come in to replace them. They can't entice someone to come to town to be hired. And if they do hire them, they want to leave. Why? They all want to go to the big cities. They want to go to Chicago. They want to go to St. Louis, to a lesser extent, Springfield, mm-hmm. Peoria, Kansas City. So it's people, for some reason, the younger people really like the cities, despite the crime and despite the fact that there's probably, out of the 90,000 lawyers in Illinois, probably 90% of them are in Chicago area, Cook County area. Mm-hmm. So the opportunities are downstate, but people, young lawyers, are not seeing that. So law firms are having a difficult time surviving. And what does that do to the lay people? That diminishes their ability to have access to lawyers. Mm-hmm. You need lawyers for so many different things that you do in life. And so if there are less lawyers, you have less access to law firms. You know, the cliche is less access to justice. But even recently, the drought on public defenders in this town, that's just one example of the fact that we're having trouble hiring lawyers and retaining lawyers downstate. I mean, firms all over downstate, Southern Illinois, need lawyers. And when people tend to go to law schools in Chicago, they tend to stay in Chicago. So that's another thing that we can do as a bar association. We need to market ourselves more. There's so many things that a bar association can do. I mean, we have a referral service. You know, the networking is a source of hiring lawyers. It goes on and on. And so I'm thinking that if there's something we can do to improve matters for downstate lawyers, that is to push these initiatives through the Illinois State Bar Association. And what better way to do that is to serve on the governing body that really makes the policy.
And I guess from reading your press release too, you are the first Adams County-based member in the last 50 years to run on this council?
It's been more than 50 years.
Okay. So more than 50 years.
Well, I've been practicing for 40, and I don't recall anyone being on that board.
So we need this representation downstate, basically.
Because it's going to help West Central Illinois. It's going to help Adams County, but it's going to help anybody in my 20-county mm-hmm. voting district. My opponents are fine fellows. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe, by the way I've campaigned and based upon my record, just looking at myself, I think that I'm in a unique position based on my years of practice in a general practice firm that does a lot of different things mm-hmm. in the practice of law, and my association and an active involvement with the Illinois Bar Association. I'm in a position to affect some change. Most of the people I come in contact with are the Chicago people. So since Chicago has such a big influence on this organization, I've got the contacts up there where I think I can be effective, and yet I know what the concerns are of the lawyers downstate.
Yeah.
So I think I'm
the best of both worlds.
I think I'm uniquely situated to help this organization, and by helping this organization, I'm helping lawyers downstate and lawyers statewide will become a stronger organization, and I think that will help, and that will also help the legal community, the legal profession, which in turn helps people that are non-lawyers that mm-hmm. need legal services.
Yes. So even helping the lay people that cannot vote in this, but so just to be clear, the only people voting in this are, like you said, members of the bar.
They have to be members of the Illinois State Bar Association. They have to have offices in the state of Illinois.
Okay.
And they can vote either by a paper ballot or through the internet,
mm-hmm.
by contacting the ISBA through their website.
Okay.
Voting, strangely enough, started March 27th. It goes all the way through April 30th.
Okay.
And it's you can tell I'm a big believer in the Illinois Bar Association, and you meet so many great people when you're dealing with the Illinois State Bar Association, and I think we just need to get the word out, and I hope to get the word out to the people that really are not active, that ought to be active,
mm-hmm.
especially downstate. I mean, there's so many things we can do for lawyers in this state if we just work at it, and that's what I want to do. That's what I consider to be my mission.
I think it's a good mission. So we need those lawyers to vote downstate by April 30th, you said, right? And that's all mail-in and online as well, right?
If they go to the Illinois State Bar Association website, they'll
okay.
see an election section,
mm-hmm.
and it will prompt you as if you want a paper ballot or if you want to do it electronically. You just need to plug in your Illinois Bar Association member number. You also can pick up the phone and call the office in Springfield or Chicago. You may end up talking to my daughter Celeste, because she's in charge of communications for the Illinois Bar Association, but she would link you up with the right person. So people just have to take the initiative to do it, because if you're a lawyer, this truly can affect your practice in a very positive way.
Well, thank you. I do think I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for being here with me today, Ted.
Thanks, Brittany.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, our guest, Jimmy Patterson, stops in to talk with us about his Dorfinators event.
The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With 6 big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
And we're back. And I'm here with Jimmy Patterson. Thanks for coming in today, Jimmy Patterson.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're here to talk about some big news. Big news.
Big little.
Not so big news.
Yeah, little.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Dorfinators Wrestling. So, just Dwarf Wrestling at the Scoreboard on Friday.
It's this upcoming Friday on April 19th. Now, we've been talking a little bit about the Dorfinator. It's the Extreme Dorfinators Wrestling.
Yep.
People thought, is this real? Is this fake? I mean, I don't even know. I think you might have put it out on April Fool's Day. Who knows?
No, I put it out a good couple months ago, but I don't think people took it entirely seriously.
Yeah.
And I was at the city council meeting when they were voting on the street closure for it, and everybody in the room laughed. Like everybody. I've never seen everybody laugh in a city council meeting before.
I've seen some crazy city council, or heard of some crazy city council meetings. But yeah, I think that was probably on the top 10 of them. I know that whoever said or approved it shook his head like,
yeah, like,
oh,
I can't
gosh.
Believe we're doing this.
Yeah. But we're doing this.
We're doing it.
So
full send.
Okay, so full send. It is outside the Scoreboard.
Yeah, that's a big thing to clarify, because I've had an obnoxious amount of people talk about getting in early to
get
their seat.
Well, that's too little. Where are they flying from?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's a pole right in the middle of the building.
There will not be little people hanging from the fan.
I mean, maybe after the show. The Scoreboard's notorious for some wild stuff going on late at night, so.
Dwarfinators. What's the correct?
It's dwarf.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it was little people.
I want to say the medical terminology for it is dwarfism, I think.
I just want to be politically correct and, you know, not have anybody angry at me.
You have to be now. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is not about, this is about good fun. is what it is.
Yep.
This is a show that these people travel all around the country for.
All over the country. So 2 years ago, we used to own a restaurant in Carthage, and they came and did that. And it was a pretty good turnout, and even in the small town of Carthage. So we were trying to think of different events to bring people in, and we're trying to make the scoreboard what it used to be, like a bunch of people in there having fun, doing whatever they want to do. And so we were trying to think of events to get people to see that the scoreboard's fun again. And so we went back to 2 years ago when we had it, and it turned out well, so we're hoping the same thing happens in Quincy.
Bringing new events to Quincy, did you get any grant money for this, or did you do this all on your own?
Nope, this is outside the TIF zone, I think.
That's funny. All right, so what should everyone expect when they go to the Dwarfinators? Can they all go? Like, we can still get tickets,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, anyone over 18. The tickets have been posted online for quite a few weeks now. You can still get tickets at the door. I think they're $5 more expensive, which really isn't that big of a deal. But
if you want to save $5,
if you want to save $5, get them online. They're all over the links all over the scoreboard Facebook page, so you can get them anywhere on there. But you know, if it's a last minute decision, you can still get tickets at the door.
Okay.
Anyone over 18.
And then you can expect a great show that starts at 7. Mm-hmm. And then what else?
So after 7, I'm sure there's kind of like an after party. I'm going to let people hang around in the parking lot. The show goes from 7 to a little after 9 is what they were guessing. So after 9, usually the performers stay and hang out for a while. People usually enjoy talking to them. There will be all kinds of merchandise, like the little, I don't even know what you'd call it, like a Rey Mysterio mask.
Really?
Like the wrestling mask, they sell them. So there's all different kinds of things you can do, you can get, but it's, I mean, it's definitely going to be fun.
Okay, and then food provisions. What's going on there?
Yeah,
there's something special.
So I knew our kitchen was pretty small, and, you know, we're expecting a decent amount of people. So outside of what is actually going on inside the bar during the event.
So, like, real quick, regular bar food.
Yeah,
during the event.
I mean, the restaurant and the bar is still open 100%. You can go in there and eat like a normal Friday, but we're just going to be having this on top of it outside.
Do you need to have a ticket to go in the bar during that time?
No.
Okay.
No. Any ordinary Joe walking down the street that wants a burger, you can walk in and get one. But we knew that food was going
to
be a lot more
to take on because you got a bigger crowd.
Right. With a small kitchen. So I brought in Jeremy Platt, one of my good buddies.
Nice.
Does a lot for the community. And so he brought up the great idea of having a mini menu. So everything on the menu is going to be mini.
Like mini.
Like mini tacos, mini sliders, mini corn dogs.
So you get, oh, that sounds good. Because I like to have like a little bit of everything. So this sounds like my jam. Okay. And then beer. There's beer specials.
Yeah. So Ranella and Habrick are each sent in a trailer. So we'll have all kinds of, you know, your normal variety of domestic beer. And then the girls, the shot special is going to be mini beers. Because that was the only mini shot I could think of.
So mini beers, the liquor.
Yeah, with them.
It's a Spanish liqueur, a liqueur 43 with a heavy
on top.
That is going to be good.
Yeah, they're delicious.
They taste like vanilla milkshakes.
I could drink 80 of them.
I could probably too.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
I've seen you drink before.
Okay. Well, again, just to reiterate, this is happening this Friday, April 19th. 7 p.m. You do not have to get there super early because they're not going to be seats.
Correct. Yes. There are seats, but that's for ringside tickets strictly.
I think the weather's supposed to be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Not too hot, not too cold.
I was worried about it for a while. They took the rain completely out of the forecast. It looks like we're going to get it last night and tomorrow. And it's supposed to be now above 60 from what I saw. So.
Nice. So the Dwarfinators will not have to be sweating or freezing.
Nope, my
dwarfs
are going to be dry and warm. Yeah.
And fed full of cheeseburgers
after
they put on their show, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add, Jimmy?
Nope, I think that's all.
I do appreciate you coming in and talking about this since there were a lot of questions about
it. Yeah, there were a lot. And it is a different event. You know, it's not something that people should know what to expect. It's pretty out there. But
thank you for bringing a different event, a new event to Quincy all on your own.
Yep.
We appreciate it.
I've got all kinds of dumb ideas.
All right.
I keep rolling them out.
That does it for today's Daily Muddy. Catch us here tomorrow for Club Muddy.